There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two. And it's great to be with you. And I'm excited to be joined by my good friend. He's the CEO and chairman of TECN-TV. Mr. Kenneth McClinton. Ken, it's great to have you along. Thanks for being with me.
It's good to be here. Good to be here, man.
Well, go ahead.
My spirit is filled. I love being able to talk with other men about the scriptures and sharing that time with you. And I'm praying that those who are watching you, the 50, 60, 70,000 people that tune in on a daily basis to hear you, I'm praying that they're getting their Bibles out. If you're in the car, you know, just listen, but, everyone else, get your Bible. This is when someone's talking scripture, this is the best of time. Get your Bible, start reading it, feel the joy of the Lord come over you.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I mentioned, kind of some shift because we've got to get back to understanding foundation. So let me give you a couple of verses regarding that. And this has to do, I'm just going to kind of run through some of this. It might be a little, jumping around a little bit, but I think it will all make sense to you. God establishes nations. It's important for us to understand that. There's talk, and I've mentioned this, there's been talk about this Christian nationalism. And I was mentioning, in our last hour about how there, you know, first there was they called it the populist movement. And then you had progressives that essentially became popular progressives. They grabbed hold of that because that's what the enemy does. See, the devil can't create anything that is, that's just created. He takes what God has created and he perverts it. That's yeah. how Satan works. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we have progressivism is atheism, is communism. I didn't mention this earlier, but one of the things that I did over the weekend too was as I watched, you know, last week, was the day of infamy. And most people just kind of skimmed over that whole day. December 7th, 1941, yeah. 81 years ago, we were attacked by the Japanese Empire, and Pearl Harbor was attacked, and that is what drew us into World War II. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit of this when what I'm going to talk about, having to do with the perversion of American history, the 45 goals of communism, the desire to pervert our historical truths, and to highlight what they perceive to be the imperfections in order to create the narrative that they want you to believe, in order to create this idea that America is bad.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you that there are a number of things about FDR that are problematic. The ushering in of the socialist concepts, his relationship with Stalin, his refusal to allow Patton to go into Russia and liberate the Russian people in the same way that we went into Germany and liberated the German people from Hitler, and his refusal to allow MacArthur to continue his pursuits in the South Pacific, where he would have liberated the Chinese, who were, in fact, our allies in World War II.
Yep.
And helped us in defeating Japan. And it cost them. 250,000 Chinese were killed because they assisted Doolittle and his raiders, who had bombed Tokyo, to send a message to Japan that we weren't going to quit and that we would ultimately win this war. And that was early on that happened. And Chinese villagers hid Doolittle and his men and helped them to get out and get back to safety. And they met for up until 2019, in fact. Members of the Doolittle Group met together every year annually from 1941 until 2019. So what is that? Wow. 78 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for 78 years, the last member of that group died in 2019. But up until that point, I guess the last two members, but up until that point, they met every single year for 78 years.
Uh-huh.
But it was the Chinese, and it cost them 250,000 of their citizens. And MacArthur could have gone in and stopped Mao and stopped that horrific revolution that ultimately cost probably 100 million lives.
Yeah.
Okay. In the same way, but here's what I want to reflect on right now. And that is 81 years ago, last week, Pearl Harbor happens. And I watched the remake, so to speak, of the movie Midway, which I would really encourage you to watch, because it goes through it identifies what happened. Pearl Harbor is how it begins, and then it discusses how we figured out that Midway was the next place, and the Battle of Midway, and so on, and the lives that were lost. And then it gives a little bit of the history of the individuals that laid down their lives and those that survived, and who they were and who they became, and so on. But it's the point of it is that the day of infamy happened and we forgot.
Well, no, we didn't forget. We were distracted by the fact that a war hero, Brittany Griner, was brought home in exchange for the Merchant of Death. I mean, wow. How could we have had time to focus on the fact that FDR, who was doing his very best to turn the U.S. into the USSR, had to actually enter into World War II at his own peril, per se. Don't forget the Japanese imprisonment camps here, the attempt to monetize and nationalize all of the businesses in America. Same stuff that the left is trying to pull today. And the simple fact of the matter is it was during that time that the seeds for the divination of the American family took place. Men were taken from their homes, able-bodied men taken from their homes to fight in a war overseas on two terrible fronts in Northern Africa. And as well, you began to see the woman into the workforce in greater magnitude. And here is the debilitating message that the feminists and the Marxists began to spray upon the women in the factories who were trying to save our economy. Simply, you can do it all by yourself. You don't need a man. You can see the seeds being planted there and the fermentation of that taking place, and finally the blossom of it showing up in the sexual revolution of the 1960s and the destabilization of the family therefore. Simply put, we watch the entire system of America be pulled apart because we allowed individuals to become harmonic with our leadership in politics and even in our churches. We began to put the enemy in the pulpit and also at the White House. And from out of that, you began to see the transition of America from a enemy of Russia and China to one where they can actually see themselves someday sitting here and enjoying a meal with a fellow comrade.
Well, but let's remember also that Russia and China were allies of the United States in World War II. Mm-hmm. And the leadership of Russia and China, Mao was not the leader in China when we began that war.
Mm-mm.
Stalin was taking over in Russia when we began that war. And we realized that in order for us to be victorious, we couldn't declare a war on Stalin. But Patton was ready at the end when we had conquered Germany. We were being asked by the people in Russia, the people that were communicating with Patton, hey, we need your help. Stalin is not who you think he is. Mm-hmm. Communism is not our friend. Help mm-hmm. us. And unfortunately, you know, FDR stopped it. And I believe that Patton ultimately was assassinated. I think that car accident was a cover for something else. There's a lot of conjecture with regards to that. But no, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, the issue, I mean, on the one hand, it was an effort to show the strength of our nation. You know, men and women. My grandfather was not able to go and fight in World War II because of an accident that had happened when he was a young man and a firecracker mm-hmm. and a loss of hearing. But
wow.
The company was called the Oakland Scavengers. They were the trash collection business in Oakland and San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was at the head of collecting the rubber and the metals and the scrap and so forth. That was then converted and used to support our troops overseas.
Exactly.
You know, so there was that effort that was made, but the 60s and the feminist movement that shifted everything. I mean, it changed.
Exactly.
And you were talking about that particular piece. The other piece is you've got to go back to the 1920s and to the Scopes trial and to Darwinism yes. and the introduction of Darwinism and how Darwinism began to seep into our school system, and ultimately evolution became what we were taught. And mm-hmm. it's interesting. I got a pitch this week about having someone on to talk about Darwin as the consummate racist, which he was. I mean, there's no question about it. All right. Got to take a break. Back right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, there is so much for me to unveil to you this week. Holy smokes. All right. So let me get to this, to the base. Here's what we need to understand. God creates nations, Ken. Okay.
Yeah.
And so there's this thing I was beginning to talk about Christian nationalism. We as believers are Christians first. We're Christians first.
Exactly.
However, God has blessed us with a nation. Now, let me show you this. Deuteronomy 32:8. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he divided all mankind, he set up boundaries for the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. Think about that. Where do nations come from? Who created boundaries? Who created borders? God. Deuteronomy 32:8. Remember that verse? The Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and sets over them anyone he wishes. Daniel 5:21. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Romans 13:1. I'll come back to that in a minute. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to king as supreme authority or to the governors who are sent by him to punish. Now listen to this, to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. I want you to hang on to that. 1 Peter 2:13-14. And then finally, obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. Hebrews 13:7. I'm going to take a slight segue and just say, folks, here at TECN, as a host, and I've been doing this for 11 years now, I've hung on to the banner pastor because the Lord said to me, we need to encourage pastors, ministers, to rise up and speak these truths. Very important that that is taking place. It is also important, critical, that you support leaders. I need your support. That's why I ask you for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
But I need your support because there's a lot of stuff that God has blessed me to be involved in, including this program. And there's a lot of opportunities to expand our reach, but I can't expand reach without finances. That's just the way it works.
That's truth.
All right, so let's go back to Romans 13:1. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Here's what we need to understand about the United States of America. The United States of America says, we the people, and let me actually pull that up so I can read this to you. One second. There we go.
While you're doing that, can I read Psalms 33:12 for just one moment? Because it ties into what you're talking about.
Yep.
It says, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. We are those people. Those who are believers in Christ Jesus, we are blessed and we are the inheritance of God. And as such, God expects this nation to follow him and for us to follow him and to lead accordingly. Our nation is within the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. Let me see. Okay. So.
And you know, there's always the one that people turn to, right, as nations, when they're thinking all the bad times. It's always 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen. All right. So the Constitution begins by saying, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. This is a declaration of who is the govern. Who is the government? Let me see. Let me find the...
And that is the preamble of the U.S. Constitution.
And the reason that the Declaration of Independence is foundationally attached to the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution declares the rights that are spoken of in the Declaration. The Declaration of Independence says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The United States of America was created by we the people, and we the people determine who should sit in those seats. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country, who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I'm here with our CEO and chairman at CECN TV, Kenneth McClinton. So what we're talking about is how our nation was established. And I've gone through several of the scriptures that talk about how God has established nations. And then I was going through and explaining the Declaration of Independence and its connection to the Constitution of the United States relative to Romans 13:1, where it says everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. And those authorities, ladies and gentlemen, are you and I. We are the sovereign citizens of the United States of America. I'm going to shift gears for just a second. I want to go through a couple of the things where the tearing down and the breaking down of our nation has taken place. And one of those, there's what's called the 45 goals of the Communist Party. And yes, one of those goals in number 16 is to use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. This strategy goes back to the founding of the American Civil Liberties Union by Fabian socialists Roger Baldwin and John Dewey, and communists William Z. Foster and Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, among others. I want to make a notation as to a very recent decision where that took place, where we broke through, and it was done by Justice Clarence Thomas, who broke through and destroyed substantive due process. Substantive due process is what gave us Obergefell, which is the same-sex marriage decision. It's what had originally given us Roe v. Wade, which took away the rights of the states to make decisions with regards to when life began within the state, which is a state decision, and ultimately the right of the people of that state to decide, not the federal government. Substantive due process's destruction is what sent Pelosi and Schumer into apoplexy and the push for the Disrespect for Marriage Act, which is what they just passed. And folks, I'm telling you, it is a nail in the coffin of the U.S. Judges 2 says it this way: now the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochum, and he said, I brought you up from Egypt and led you to the land which I swore to give you to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And as for you, you shall not make a covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed me. What is this that you've done? So I also said, I will not drive your enemies out before you, but they will be like thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a snare to you. When the angel of the Lord had spoken these words to all the Israelites, the people raised their voices and wept. So they named the place Bochum, which means weepers, and there they offered sacrifice to the Lord. Verse 11 goes on to say, then the Israelites did evil in the sight of the Lord and worshipped and served Baal. and they abandoned the Lord and the God of their fathers who brought them out of the land of Egypt. They followed other gods from the gods of the peoples who were around them, and they bowed down to them and offended and provoked the Lord to anger. So they abandoned the Lord and served Baal, the pagan god of the Canaanites, and Ashtaroth. So the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he gave them into the hands or the power of plunderers who robbed them, and he sold them into the hands of their surrounding enemies so they could no longer stand in opposition before their enemies. Wherever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil misfortune, as the Lord had spoken and as the Lord had sworn to them, so that they were severely distressed. Folks, America was founded as a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. When we started encouraging women, and Ken, to some of your point earlier, but this goes into the education system, which starting in the late 1950s and actually starting in the early 1950s, right after World War II, and it was happening, as you mentioned, in the breaking down of the family. I mentioned this last week when I was talking about prayer and the Bible being taken out by the Supreme Court in the early 1960s. What mm-hmm. is missed is the fact that for the 25 to 30 years before it got taken out, it was slowly being eroded.
Yeah.
Darwinian ideology, the concept that we crawled up out of a swamp, that there was no creator, that God was not the author and the finisher of our faith, all of those things were being introduced to children, to generations. So by the time that the Supreme Court had a case before it to decide whether or not prayer should be taken out or whether the Bible should be taken out, something that had been in our education institutions for over 150 years of our nation's greatness, when it became time for those things to be taken away and taken out, everybody looks back now, and I've heard this for the last 10 years or so, and people saying, oh my gosh, why didn't anybody rise up? Why didn't anybody say anything? Where were the protests? Folks, the reason that there was no one to rise up, the reason that there were no protests, is that the water had been set to boiling going back almost 30 years before they ever took it out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand mm-hmm. that the Scopes trial, which was this debate, if you don't know it, read about the Scopes trial, because it pitted the idea of evolution against the idea of creationism. And William Jennings Bryan had really no idea how to argue the biblical case for creationism. Because, not because he was arrogant, nor because he was ignorant. What he was ignorant to was understanding the argument of the other side. Because in his mind, he was a child and then a man who had been raised up that the scriptures were final, that the Bible was the ultimate truth. And certainly everyone understood this and should believe this. And so he entered into a courtroom situation against a foe who absolutely didn't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But knew Jennings' Bible. And he mm-hmm. used Jennings' Bible against him by suggesting that what Jennings believed in was a fairy tale, and he challenged Jennings to prove his fairy tale to be a fact, and Jennings wasn't prepared for that because Jennings was of the opinion that, well, everybody just knows this. And so he didn't effectively argue it from the perspective of saying, wait a minute, I need to present my viewpoints as if I'm speaking to skeptics
uh-huh.
and support what I have to say with evidentiary facts. And he opened up the door. And even though, because everybody says, yeah, well, that's when, you know, Darwinism, actually Darwinism didn't go into schools, because a lot of schools and a lot of states passed laws that says you can't teach evolution. But here's the problem. Once you put a law on the books that says you can't teach something, you have validated its truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they wanted. They didn't care if they won or lost the case. They simply wanted states to start suggesting that it was, that these were facts. And so they said, now you're suppressing our facts. You're suppressing our truth. And you're an American. How could you possibly be against our free speech and our ability to be able to present our arguments? And so now you have the opening for them to begin. And it wasn't argued. They didn't go to the colleges and the high-level institutions. They didn't go to higher education. They went to children.
Exactly.
And they started at children. And they did that intentionally so that they could begin to swing a generation.
Uh-huh.
And so 35 years later, when the case comes before the Supreme Court, you have a court full of individuals that have been influenced for 35 years by this ideology. Not a problem. Now, what does Ephesians 4 says? Really quickly. I can't get there. I've got 30 seconds. This I say, therefore, testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. And we'll get into that right after this. That's Ephesians 4:17 forward. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. These are foundational things that we need to understand in order to present our argument.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Okay, so here we have the situation where, again, we have the use of the judiciary and judiciary processes in order to try to break down our societal structure. And so we are warned about this, and we see where the left, having seen something like substantive due process, as an example, being destroyed or disassembled by Clarence Thomas in his decision that just recently overturned Roe v. Wade, that in fact that has sent them into apoplexy and caused them to push forward this Disrespect for Marriage Act. Now,
may I interject here?
Absolutely.
Just for that, because of that substantive jurisprudence,
due process,
You're going to toss out, this eventually will be tossed out. You can't codify at the federal level a state-oriented thing. It's a 10th Amendment issue. Again, it's a matter that needs to go back to the state. Marriages belong to the state. They do not belong to the federal government. That's going to be tossed out. I want to supplement some other things because some people are wondering along the way, how could it possibly be that by the 1960s, you have eliminated prayer in the public schools, and then the Bible in public schools, and then 1972, the issuance of abortion. There are some fundamental things that are happening linearly here, in terms of the process of tearing down the traditional America. Yeah. One such thing was the introduction of liberation theology through the Catholic Church, 1940s, 50s. Onward, and eventually the Black Liberation Theology movement of the 1960s. Those join up. They begin to push Marxism, as God is only for the poor, not for the rich. And then finally, the Frankfurt School, which was created in the 1930s, part of Princeton University, Woodrow Wilson, yada, yada. But their whole intent was to destroy capitalism, to destroy the individual system upon which this nation was built. It was very radical, and its philosophies destroyed the American culture as we move forward. So all these things are happening in individual lines coming to, it's like magma flowing down the mountainside. It's coming directly to people. Mm-hmm. It's destroying things as it goes. And then people wake up after that and wonder, how did it happen? How did it start? The bubbling brew begins after the Civil War, as Pastor Greg was saying, Karl Marx writing his letter to Lincoln indicating, you know, you need to talk with me because I'm sending my messengers. And that's exactly what he began doing, sending the messengers in every cultural institution in America to tear America down. So go right ahead in terms of your nation study, sir. I think it's wonderful.
Well, and you can go back to then into the 1890s and the, mm-hmm. and the beginning of the assault theologically upon the church.
Yeah.
Where you had Westcott Hort as an example and the perversion of scripture. And now you have people running around suggesting that, well, you can't read. I just have a dear friend of mine and I'm going to have to reach out to him probably today asking about, you know, a pure King James version because he has come to the conclusion that King James is the best version. I came to that conclusion about 10 years ago. Maybe a little before that, okay? But, you know, for many, many years, I mean, I read a lot of different ones. I know a gentleman who was a very well-respected Bible teacher who taught out of the NIV until the latter part of his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of threw that aside. He would use mostly New King James. And as long as you use New King James and make sure that you take the parentheses part and include it in and suggest that that is not just parentheses, you know, you can kind of get away with that. But the point of it is that in the 1890s, you had Westcott Hort. Westcott Hort brought in the Alexandrian perversion. And the Alexandrian perversion was identified by our forefathers as having been false, as having been heretical. That's why they had the Nicene Council. But of course, the Nicene Council has been attacked, and the efforts there have been to try to discredit that council and suggest, just all kinds of things you're going to find on the lovely little internet. All of that to say that what we're talking about here is the destruction of the very foundation, and they went after every pillar. Answers in Genesis, Ken Ham does I think a very good job as far as talking about this analogy, and his really strong message is that Genesis 1 through 11 gives you your basic foundation. The message of the gospel is identified in those first 11 chapters of Genesis. God promises that he's going to send a savior in those first 11 chapters. And he expresses why man fell and what the cause of that was. And then how God is going to bring restoration to man through a savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Savior and the Messiah who has come to restore the relationship between us and God, not by covering our sin, but by washing it away and not by taking our old nature and cleaning it up, but by taking our old nature and crucifying it on the cross so that we might receive a new nature. A new man, holy and completely acceptable unto God, and that it would happen in the here and now.
There is only one faith and a multitude of religions. We have a faith that says that our God came, died for us, washed away our sins, made us his sons again to show his love for us.
Yeah.
And for his creation. Everything else that you will ever read, I'm just going to, for some time consuming people here, just want to, there's no need to go reading everything else, but you can just take my word for it. There's nothing else out there but Jesus. Everything else will lead you astray. But everything else is always promised to be a better answer for the hope that lies within you. And it's always pointing back to either a singular man or a singular rogue state. They always have attempted to destroy our relationship with God. And until you catch on that, then nothing else that will ever be said to you will matter because you will believe that everything else is much better than the grass upon which you stand.
Well, and here's the other, I think in addition to that, understanding the completed work that has been done through the cross.
Mm-hmm.
The church becomes a club where I'm a sinner saved by grace. In other words, I can only go so far and I kind of got to wait till I get there. Mm-hmm. And that's not the message of the cross. The message of the cross is that he completed a work in you in the here and now. Yeah, but Pastor, I sin, I fail, but this is the good news. The good news is he truly has set you free from that struggle. What's being held in front of you is a mirror by the enemy full of lies. That's not who you are anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that's not who you are anymore. And the authority that you've been given in Christ is to be able to say to that image, get thee behind me, Satan.
Also, get wanted to say this to those who are listening. Listen, many of you all have been taught cultish beliefs regarding your faith. Simple matter is that Jesus is the only begotten Son. There is no other Son of God.
Amen.
Meaning Satan is not his brother. The second thing is to you who believe, because there are too many of you all who really want to clean yourselves up to see God. You go out and you give people magazines to go along with a Bible that they can barely interpret themselves. I'm just going to tell you this, to save you some time in your life and to save you the punishment of realizing that you've gone the wrong way, that nothing you can do, you can go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. There is nothing you can do in and of yourself to prepare yourself for God. God has uniquely identified your sin, marked you for death, and then went to the cross to clear both of those particular indictments up against you. You don't have to do anything but one. Just believe.
Amen. Amen. And you know, that really is evidenced in John chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
In John chapter 3, Nicodemus asks, what do I need to do to be saved? And Jesus says, you must be born again. And he's, how do I do that? God does it, folks. God does it. Let him do it. He stands at the door. Even today, he's standing at the door and he's knocking. The door to your life, the door to your heart. It's simply this. Father, I confess my sins. Wash me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness and turn me into the man and or if you're a woman, the woman that you intended for me to be. Take my old nature, put it on the cross, give me a new nature and wash away all of my sin. In the name of my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray and ask this. Amen. And it's done. I got to jump.
Nine.
Hour number 3 coming up. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.